בוקר טוב, חודש טוב. In life, and specifically in Jewish life, beginning and end is very special. Somebody decided to build beautiful house. We put a cornerstone and we celebrate the beginning. He finished to build everything. We celebrate after everything is set and ready. Chanukat HaBayit. Every time when we make Siyum on Masechet, very special time to celebrate, but in same time we also start new Masechet. Baby born is very special time. When somebody passed away, people ask what he said before he died, because also is something very special. Azorim Bedima Berinai Ktzoru is every time the beginning and end is very special and teach us a lot. The parashot, what we read in this week, is parashot Galut and Geulat Mitzrayim. Geulat Mitzrayim have beginning and next step, the end, when we leave Egypt. The beginning of Geulat Mitzrayim start with snake. The end of Geulat Mitzrayim is means a part what we leave Egypt and with dog. And if the Torah decide to start the beginning of Geulat Mitzrayim with snake and to end with dog, is obviously challenge for us to learn what we can take, because source of all the galuyot is Geulat Mitzrayim. And the more we understand what happened in the beginning, we really can come close to the end, exactly how we say, En galti etchem, acharit kereshit. Geulat Mitzrayim start with a snake. Moshe Rabbeinu say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, En lo yaminu li, lo yishmeu bekuli, ki omru lo nira elecha Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you send me to Egypt to talk to who? To Am Israel? I never see Jew in front of my eyes, or 40 years, or 60 years. Depend what age Moshe Rabbeinu leaves the palace in Egypt. One Shita in Chazal, age of 20, other Shita, age of 40, now he is in age of 80. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you send me to talk to who? To the workers, young people, new generation. They never know who I am. They never see me before. En lo yaminu li, lo yishmeu bekoli, ki yomru lo nira elecha Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu give him answer. What you have in your head? In your hand? Stick? Throw the stick on the floor? Change to snake? Touch the snake? Come back to stick? You understand? Moshe Rabbeinu say, I understand. What is mean? Logically you right. Nobody know who are you. Nobody will listen to you. But if you build life only of logic, of perspective, of feeling, you know what's going to happen to you. You will recognize later, retroactive, from time to time, your perspective and your feeling and your understanding change from one side to the other side, one side to the other side. And you will look about all your decision, same how you look of snake. How snake look, all the time you walk in zigzag. This is exactly what's going to happen to you. But if you're following after me and you trust me, you will find yourself walk straight, semi-stick. What exactly you want to have in your hand? Stick or snake? Moshe Rabbeinu come and say, I understand. And he takes a stick, and with this stick, he hits the Egyptians. With this stick, he splits the ocean. And this stick represents Emunah, Bitachon, I trust, I follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af al pi, logically, am not sure what I do is right. I am not sure this can work. This take me and remind me if I follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, guarantee I will find myself walk straight. And one more minute. Later, few weeks after, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, go talk to Paro. Come Moshe Rabbeinu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, אם בני ישראל לא ישמעו אליי, לא שמעו אליי, איך ישמעייני? פרו. If I'm Israel never listen to me, פרו will listen to me. הקדוש ברוך הוא never give him any answer. Because the next pasuk is, he recommend משה ואהרון, go talk to פרו. And אור החיים הקדוש come and ask, why you never give him answer? He ask you very good question. He's strong קל וחומר. If I'm Israel never listen, פרשו פרו never listen. Comes a Natsiv and say to us, unbelievable insight. What's the Pasuk say? Vaydaber Moshe el Hashem le'emor. Vaydaber Moshe el Hashem? Comes a Natsiv and say, never in the Tanakh. Moshe Rabbeinu talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaydaber? Hine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to him. What does it mean le'emor? Le'emor to who? Comes a Natsiv and say, he never talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He talk to himself. Le'emor, he said to himself in front of Hashem. His first reaction is, what? He's thinking about this. What? To go to talk to Paro? No question. This cannot work. If I'm Israel, never listen. For sure, Paro also never listen. But this only he's saying. He never says this loudly. Because he gives to himself immediately the answer. What he gave a few weeks ago. I have stick in my hand. Logically, this cannot work. Logically, no way to talk to Paro. This is not relevant. I following after who? After HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I following after him. And everybody will listen. This is the beginning of the redemption from Egypt. The snake. And this snake take a lot space in Torah, in many places, in Chazal, but the essence of this stick and snake, the difference between my feeling, my understanding, what I feel, or the stick, the emuna, the bitachon, when we find after the tradition, after what we learn from our parents, from our grandparents, from our rabbeim, and the rabbeim learn from their rabbeim, etc., etc. This is the beginning. But what's relevant for us today, and this is the focus of the shiur, this is the end of Yitzias Mitzrayim. End with dog. The Torah come and teach us. Plague after plague. The purpose is to show clearly to us and to the Egyptians how HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide between them to us. How he protect us. How nothing happened to us. How nothing happened to our animals. And how clearly they need to start to believe other God is a real God. Not the God of Egypt, not Paro, not the Nilus, the river, only Melech Malchei HaMelochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see few examples in paragraph 1, 2, 3, and 4. And 5. In Makat Ha'arov, when all the animals attacked the Egyptian and killed them, paragraph 1, Pasuk Yutet, you can put line please, Vesam Tibdut, Ben Ami Uben Amcha. You will see the difference between my nation, Moshe Rabbeinu say, and your nation. Tigers and animals will attack them and kill them, and when they pass besides the Jews, they never do to them anything. Makat Dever, exactly same about the animals. Paragraph 2, if you can put line, Pasuk Kavdaled, Veifla Hashem, בין מקנה ישראל ובין מקנה מצרים ולא ימות מכל לבני ישראל דבר. Not one animal will die. What normally in regular day, from time to time animals die. But in this week, no one. פרו never believe. Let's פוסק פרו גפתו, other line, וישלח פרו והנה לא מת ממקנה ישראל עד אחד. Not one die. And still, ויכבד לב פרו ולא שילח את העם. מכת הברד. Hell, this coming week. סייר פרוגרף, פסוק הוואב, רק עזר להם בארץ גושן, אשר שם בני ישראל לא היה ברד. This plague never take place in Eretz Goshen. מכת חושך, פרעה גפור, וית משה את ידו על השמיים, והיא חושך אפלה בכל ארץ מצרים, שלושת ימים. Dark, all Egypt. Next פסוק, middle of the פסוק, ולכל בני ישראל היה אור במושבותם. אור במושבותם. If I can say בסוגריים, I can, לא קשור לשיעור, but one flavor what you enjoy a lot, when happened מכת בכורות, or maybe one more minute, מכת בכורות, פרעה גפיים, פסוק ה', הוא מת, כל בכור בארץ מצרים, מבכור פרעה יושב על כיסו, עד בכור השפחה, אשר על הריחיים, וכל בכור במה? אין לי בכור, man and woman die. But בעם ישראל, לא מת אחד. Clear, week after week, months after months, we can recognize, we can see, and everybody see, our Hashem divided between us to the Egyptians. One minute, if I can take, out of the shiur. מורי ורבותיי, when מכת בכורות take place? תדבר, פסח. כן? מכת בכורות. When מכת חושך take place? One month early. One month early is mean?
פורים.
פורים. ולכל בני ישראל, חושך, ולכל בני ישראל, היהודים הייתה אורה. When מכת הרבה take place? One month before ט"ו בשבט. Yes? והרבה אכל את כל עץ השדה. ט"ו בשבט, ראש השנה לאילנות. As we see about the מכות, very interesting, how is not only relate to the past, is also relate to the future, but זה בסוגריים, back to the shiur. Listen very carefully. דקה, דקה. Back to the shiur, smooth, and we see what we want to learn about the dogs will take place. After all the makot, what months after months, we see clearly how Hashem divided between us to the Egyptian. Look in Parag 5, Posuk Zayin. ולכל בני ישראל, לא יחרץ כלב לשונו. Not any dog attacked us when we leave Egypt. Remember, in the night, the dogs cannot attack us because we stay in the house. We're not allowed to cross the doorway until sunrise. But in the morning, when we leave Egypt, yes? Egyptian have dogs. Dogs what can rip and can attack and can kill people. ולכל בני ישראל לא יחרץ כלב לשונו. למאיש ועד בהמה. למען תדון. כי יפלה השם בין מצרים ובין ישראל. פלא פלאים. Why the dogs never attacked every one of us to teach us what? השם will divide between us to the Egyptian. למען תדון, כי יפלה השם בין מצרים ובין ישראל. Why we need the dogs? We see this black and white months after months. We see few examples. ערוב, דבר, ברד, חושך, מכת בכורות, דם. We drink water, they drink blood. צפרדע, every מכה shows the difference between us to the Egyptian. Why we need in the end also the dogs to teach us same lesson, to teach us same perspective. Kodesh Baruch Hu divide between us to the Egyptians. This is the questions what we would like to ask today. It's related to our parsha, and we will see how this relate to our life. We know we have Perek Shira. Some sidurim have this in the beginning. Some people say this. This has come from early Tanoim, who tell us list of animals, any other thing in the nature, stars, moon, trees, everyone have his posuk. What does it mean everyone have his posuk? Not everyone say posuk, but the animal represent the posuk what belong to this animal. And when we look in Perek Shira, we find something very interesting. The dog take place in the end of Perek Shira, and the pasuk, what the dog represent, paragraph 7, klavim omrim, bo nishtachave, venichrea, nivrecha, lifnei Hashem, oseinu. Come, we will bow down, and we will accept, קדוש ברוך הוא. This is a posuk what represent dog. Very interesting. How this posuk relate specifically to the dog, not to any other animal? Is in the end of Perek Shira, after the last animal is dog, we have short chazal, what take place in paragraph 8. It's also including to Perek Shira. Rabbi Yeshaya, the students of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, fast 85 days, not one of the other, but in time he fasts 85 days and he asks two questions. Question number one, he asks, why all this list of the animals? We have so many other. Why we never find them in the list? The answer was the Malach Hashem say to him in the dream, don't ask. Don't ask. This is something what you cannot get answer. And the other question what he asked, how the dog gets the privilege to say Shira? Dog, look, in paragraph 9, dog, והכלבים, עזי נפש, לא ידעו סובעה. Dog is terrible animal. He jump off somebody, he ripped them. He bite them. He destroyed them completely. Why you give to this kind of animal to say Shira? Of this question, he get answer. Why? Look above, paragraph 9 in the same page, page number 3 above. Why? Min ha-shamayim shlachuni elecha. And they say, why the dog have this privilege? You see paragraph 7, above paragraph 9, yes? Because the posuk say, putlain ulechol bnei Yisrael lo echerat kelev leshono. Because they never bite and never attacked any Jew what we live when we leave Egypt. Now, we'll continue. As we understand why dog say Shira. He gets some benefits. Also, ולכל בני ישראל הרחץ כלב לשונו, he gets some other bonus. Any trifle in the veil, we send to the dog. לכלב תשליחון אותו. As we see, it's interesting. He say Shira, he gets some special meat to eat, extra. We have mitzvah to give this to the dog. And now we will continue to understand the definition, the essence of dog. Dog take place close to the end of the days. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Pnei ador kepnei akelev. How the generation look? Same with the face of dog. What is mean? Comes a Maharsha in Sanhedrin and explain to us something very interesting. Why the name of dog in Hebrew is Kelev is two words, Kulo Lev, is completely loyalty to the owner, to the master. Completely loyalty. Sometimes you see shepherds in the field with thousands of animals, but who go around? Dogs. He give all his heart to the master. Kulo lev. Comes the Maharsha and say, Pnei ador kepnei hakelev. What does it mean? It's look compliment, but we know this is not a compliment, this is something bad. The Maharsha explained, because outside people look same as dog. Nice, loyalty. How we say in English, nice to meet you, nice to see you, I miss you, pa-pa-pa, pu-pa-pa, you know, blah-blah. Inside, zero. Not care, not help, not do anything. In any language, not only in English. In any language. This is pnei ador ki pnei hakelev. Outside is look same as dog, loyalty. But inside is empty. But what relevant for us, from this Maharsha, the explanation of the name dog, Kelev, Kulo Lev. Look inside, please. Paragraph 10, Maharsha, Pnei Ador, Pnei Kelev, and Pirush Rashi, Vod Nira Lefaresh, Ki Nikra Kelev, please put line, Ki Kulo Lev, Veneeman Le'Adonav, Kulo Lev, נאמן לאדוני אבי, לא אלתי תו זה מאסטר, קומפליטלי. ואמר שמפני אותו, שפני אותו הדור יהיה כפני הכלב, שמראה לפנים, כאילו הוא אוהב, אבל בליבו בא לימו. Outside he show, he carry, support, but not inside. Fine. But now understand what is mean, כולו לב. Dog, loyalty to the master. We will take this one more step. You believe or not. We have Chazal. Paragraph 11, in Yalkut Shimoni. What happened immediately after Kriyat Yamsuf? I read only the first line. Ma you osin? What Am Israel do immediately after Hashem split the ocean and he save us and all the Egyptians die? Aya, kol echad ve'echad mi'Israel notel et kalbo ve'olech ve'noten et raglo al tzavaro shel ha'mitzri. Every Jew take his dog and put his leg on the head of the Egyptian. V'aya omer lekalbo, and he say to his dog, echol min ha'yad hazo. Eat, bite his hand of this Egyptian. Shenishta avdabi. Hit his leg. Because he ran after me, etc. And he bring posuk. Sheneemar, shekenu, dechtiv posuk in tehilim, leman timchatz raglecha, bedam lashon klavecha. Mi oivim now. It means you put your leg on your enemy, and your dog bite him. Come Israel and say, you make us so many miracles. We need also to appreciate back. And we start to say now, as Yashir Moshe, ובני ישראל את השירה הזאת. Till employing. When we leave Egypt, we have dogs. You heard about this before? I never heard about this. We know from the preschool, when we leave Egypt, what we have? What we have? Donkeys. We have mitzvah with the donkeys. Kol peker chamor tivdeh beseh. Pidyon Peter Hamor, they help us to take all our luggage, and miracle way every house have amount of donkeys compared to the amount of luggage what we need to take. Good, dogs. The explanation what Chazal say is, when we leave Egypt, we leave his dogs. The Egyptians start to run after us. When the Egyptians start to run after us, any dog what belong to the Egyptian run with them, because the dog is kulolev, full out to the master. The master start to run, the dog run after him. This is every time. When we come to Kriyat Yamsuf and Hashem splits the ocean and we pass to the other side and all the, and the dogs pass with us because they jump quick and they run, pass with us. But when we see all the Egyptian metal Sfat Hayam die, immediately all the dogs what belong to the Egyptian understand the master is not the Egyptian. The master is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we what he pick us. And every dog stay beside us. Tell me, this is look very nice, but this maybe, excuse me of the language, with all the respect, this is look a children story, the dog move from one master to the other master, but this is Chazal, it's not stories. The answer is, you remember Aisha Shunamit, special person, every time stop and he come to the town by the house of Aisha Shunamit, and one day she said to the husband, because every time he come to eat by us, maybe we can make from special room, some tzimmer, his bed and table and light, what he can study, he can rest, he have private enter. And Chazal come and say, she say to the husband, Ish Elokimu. And Chazal say, Rashi mentioned many other, how she know he is Ish Elokim? How she know? And Rashi say, and Chazal say, she know, because every time when she give him to eat dinner or breakfast or lunch, outside, inside in the house, she never see one time bug, a beg, bug, zvuv, bugs, flies around, fly around the food. If somebody eat and he never see fly about his food, he is Ish Elokim. The fly never come close to Ish Elokim. Never. He's a fly, this is okay. Dog is not okay. The dog also recognize who is the real master. And they move to us. In other, look in Gemara, paragraph 12, ותאמר לאישה איננה ידעתי כי איש אלוקים קדוש הוא. אומר רבי יוסי בר רבי חנינה, מאיכן ידע האישה שאיש אלוקים? אישה מכרת באורחים? How she know but she is Elohim? רב שמואל אחד אמר שלא ראתה זבוב על שולחנו. She never see fly on his table. This is enough. We don't need anything else. אם כך, פיל אפלואים. What we see here, the unique about dog is כולו לב. He had tremendous, tremendous הכרת הטוב to his master. Interesting, when הקדוש ברוך הוא create Adam הראשון, and all the animals believe he is God, because his look very tall, and look different, and all of them come to bow down to him. And he say to them, why you come to bow down to me? I'm not the God. Come, we walk together, and we will bow down together to Hashem. שנאמר, בואו נשתחווה וניחה לפני Hashem עושינו. Interesting, same פסוק. This was in the beginning, when Hashem created Adam הראשון, but after short time. He lose this stage of life what he have, of הכרס הטוב. After he eat from the tree, הקדוש ברוך הוא come and say to him, paragraph 15, פסוק ט', ויקרא השם אלוקים אל האדם, ויאמר לו, אייקה, where are you? What אדם הראשון need to say? I stay behind tree number 8, in the side, in the left side. But what he answer? ויאמר, את קולך שמעתי בתוך הגן, והרא כי ערום אנוכי ויחבא. I listen, you always feel uncomfortable, I stay behind the tree. Excuse me, I ask you if you feel uncomfortable, I ask you if you scared, I ask you, where are you? Where are you? And what is the answer? Some other answer. He never give answer. Because we will give him other chance. פסוק י' דלף. ויאמר, מי יגיד לך כי ערום אתה? Who told you? You not dress? אמין העץ, אשר צבילתיך לבלתי אכול ממנו אכלת? Tell me one word, yes or no, you eat from the tree or not eat from the tree, what I ask you not to eat. He never give answer. What he say? ויאמר האדם האישה, it's not me, she, אשר נתת עמדי, היא נתנה לי מן העץ ואוכל. If אדם הראשון will say to הקדוש ברוך הוא, yes, I eat from the tree, I'm sorry. He will stay in Gan Eden. He will stay in Gan Eden. Because he understand, he make mistake, he apologize, he will get other chance. But in the moment, when אדם הראשון, never have הכרת הטוב, never ever karat atov. He talk about the wife. She asked me to eat. She pushed me to eat. It's not my fault. In this moment, he loses his life. He loses his place. He loses everything. He loses everything. Because this is the source and this is the key of world. To stay in this world and to succeed. Karat atov. And Baal HaKedah come and say, paragraph 17, אם הכרת הטובה תבטל על מה העולם עומד. If הכרס הטוב never exist, the world not have any legs to stay. Everything will collapse. וידוע שהבורא ברא העולם בחסד ואמת. קדוש ברוך הוא give חסד, he give us. Why he do this? שלא על מנת לקבל פרס. He give us because קדוש ברוך הוא מיטיב לכל. מכל מקום, טבע העניין יחייב שיקבל מבוריו שכר ראוי. But the nature, what הקדוש ברוך הוא create every one of us is, we will never forget to say to הקדוש ברוך הוא, what? Thank you. And the last few words, לפי שגורע חוקו, בזה מציאותו לבטלה. מציאותו לבטלה. If somebody don't know this law, this lesson, all his מציאס, all his essence is לבטלה. Now, we understand why the pasuk, what the dogs say is בואו נשתחווה וניחה ונברכה לפני השם עושינו. Because the dog in his life show us tremendous loyalty to the master. Not any other animal compared to the dog. And this pasuk belong directly to the dog. Now, we can understand why after plague in Egypt, what show us clearly how Hashem divided between us to the Egyptian, comes the Torah and give us as a miracle, ולכל בני ישראל לא יחרץ כלב לשונו. למען תדון, to remember, Hashem divided between us to the Egyptian. We ask why is necessary. The answer is very clear. Because all the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we need to take with us when we leave Egypt, is Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov. If this happens through the regular miracles, what happens every month, is for sure, it's a miracle, is wow. We say Halel, wow. We say Halel HaShalem. We say Hagoymel. But after short time, we go back to the normal life. These only come stories in the history books. This can happen. Kamakosh Boko says it's not history books. This is present life. And the present life is mean Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, this is the key to grow, to succeed. And when we have Hakaras HaTov, we can develop freedom in very high standard. This is what the Torah wants for us. And from this reason, we'll continue and you will see something unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mamash. Pilei, pilei, plain. You know, in Perek Shira, we have many animals. And everyone have posuk, not the posuk what they say, what posuk what represents the animal. Interesting. In the list of the animals, we have also wolf, zev. What is the posuk what belong to the wolf? You believe or not? The posuk take place only for 1 second. We're going back to the Sedra Mekorot, paragraph 28 for 1 minute. Zev omer, what the wolf say? Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, al kol aveda asher yomar ki hu ze. Ad elokim yavo dvar shneim, asher yashiu elokim yishalem shneim lereu. Back to the regular schedule, regular mara mekomot, paragraph 18. But before we read paragraph 18, what is the posuk of the wolf? Of the Zer, I'll call Bar Pesha. I'll say, or I'll say, Alma, I'll call you Bar Shnev, Shishalem Shnaim Lerer. We talk about who? Shomer Chinam. What is Shomer Chinam? Why somebody watch for people for free, special stuff, what they have? Why he do this? Why? Probably he's a very serious person. He needs a lot to do in the day. What? This is part of his day. The reason is reputation. This man, you can trust him in the middle of the day, the middle of the night. Don't worry. You can give him all your diamond. He'll give you back. His reputation is high reputation. Who create his reputation? The people. You want to trust somebody? Go to him. Go to him. He can do for you everything. Don't worry, sleep well. Better from any other safe, any other bank. And one day, I come to this person, I say, where is my watch? Please, can I get back? I'm sorry, you never give me anything. What do you mean? I give you. No, we start to argue, we go to the court, bring witness, bottom line, we find he's still, and how much you need to pay? No, Shomer Chinam, Steve Dabel, Yishalem Shnayim Lereu. What happened to this person? Kfiyut Tova. How we say Kfui Tova in English?
Ingrate.
Shkoyach. Ingrate. I learned new word today. This is how I learn English. Same Shpatai Kiktar. Ingrate. Okay, very good. But you know what, I can talk harder. Ingrate. This is a possible relate to who? To the wolf. To the wolf. Nachon? Ingrid. Dog, what posuk relate to him? Loyalty. Hakaras HaTov. Tell me, you remember from the preschool? Me'emaisai korim kriyat shom v'shacharit. When we start to read Krishma, no. Mishiyakir? Ben Tchelet? Lelavan. או בין תחלת לקרתי, קרתי זוות, גרימי. מוריי ורבותיי, you ready? Look the less. Source, in our list. Paragraph 29. מהמתי קוראים קריאת שמה משחרית? When is the time what we become לא נחות שמיים? מי שיקיר, בין תחלת ללבן. רב לזר אומר, בין תחלת לקרתי.
גמרא, תניא, רבי מאיר אומר, מי שיקיר בין זאב לכלב.
When he recognizes between כפיות טובה, אינגרייט, to הכרת הטוב, to לא הייתי.
When is קבלת עול מלכות שמיים, קבלת עול מלכות שמיים, real קבלת עול מלכות שמיים, when I remember what is כפיות טובה, and what is what, הכרת הטוב.
שיקיר בין זאב לכלב. Not only because outside sometimes they look same. This is the inside of these two animals. This is the source. This is the pillar of this world. Now, come Chazal and say to us, in paragraph 18, when Yaakov Avinu, thank God, survived his brother Esav, and he arrived in Shechem. What he do in Shechem immediately? He opened business for the people. He gives them a place to work. פרוגף 18, התחיל מעביד את ליסים, בוטשרס, and sell animals, and meat, etc. And he says this with a cheap price. Why? שצריך אדם להחזיק טובה למי שיש לו הנאה ממנו. And if this is not enough, listen, what is mean leader by עם ישראל? Who lead us in Egypt? Two great leaders. One is Yosef HaTzadik, lead us in Egypt. The other one is Moshe Rabbeinu. But you know, the life of both of them is similar. Both of them have wives, where the father is priest. Kohen Midian, Kohen On. Both of them have two children. The explanation of the name is same. Menashe, Nashani, I lose everything. Ephraim, Ephrani, I have everything. Gershom, Ger Haiti Be'eretz Nochiya, Elon, Eliezer, Elokei Avi Be'ezri. Both of them run away from the family. Run away from the family, because if not they go to die, brother will kill Yosef, and the Egyptian kill Moshe. Both of them return back to lead the family. But both of them have the deep, deep level of a chorus at all. Moi Rabbi Rabo Yisrael. When the daughters of Yitro, a few weeks ago, come back home! Early! Abba asked, what happened? Why you come so early today? What's the answer? Ish Mitzri Yitzilani. How you learn the explanation of Ish Mitzri Yitzilanu? He ran from the palace. Obviously, he dressed him with Egyptian. Ish Mitzri. What he says right. Come Chazal and say, you believe or not. When they say to him, sir, thank you, what you help us. Don't tell me thank you. Say to the Egyptian what they kill him in Egypt, thank you. Because if I never kill him in Egypt, I don't need to run from Egypt. And I never find myself here. Is who make I will come here and help you? The Egyptian, Ish Mitzri. Look in paragraph 19, the last two line. Please put line, the last two line. Amar lahem Moshe, אותו המצרי שהרקתי, הוא הציל אתכם. He save you. לפיכך אמרו לאביהם, איש מצרי, מי גרם לזה שיבוא אצלנו? איש מצרי שהרג.
You understand what is mean deep הקורס הטוב? I never take credit for myself. It's not me. Yosef HaTzadik. What is a major mistake what Yosef HaTzadik make in life? When he come to Egypt. From the moment when he come to Egypt. What's the major mistake he can make? He make in his life.
You know what? The major mistake what Yosef make in his life from the moment when he come to Egypt, he leave his coat by wife of Potiphar. In the moment when he leaves the coat by wife of Potiphar, now she can come to Zion and say, leave my husband, look what happened, look what happened. Who you bring us? Look what almost he want to do to me. And thank God, I kick him out and I take his coat. No, this is good for the coat. This worked very well. And this worked very well. He go to the jail for 10 years. Come Chazal and say, you know why Yosef do this? Easily he can take his coat and run away. He have a chorus at all.
He know if he will run away, Potiphar will never believe to his wife. If he will never believe to his wife, big mess go to happen in this house between Potiphar and his wife. It's no question. He never want to make big mess between Potiphar and his wife. He have a chorus at all. This house, come open. Open the door for me. I hid in this place. I live in this place. I will give excuse to wife of Potiphar to say to the husband something, and he believes this is right, and the newspaper says this is okay, and she is a special woman, she needs to get a word, she fight against Yosef, and he goes to the jail. Why? Two words, a curse. You understand what is mean leaders by Am Yisrael? Would never take for himself zero. Me, who I am? Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koros HaTov. Koros HaTov. Now, Chazal, come and say to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, go save the life of the Am Yisrael in Egypt. You know, every day is critical. Every day is other day of Avodas Parech. And after a week, the negotiate, back and forth, Moshe Rabbeinu decide, but he say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not now. Maybe it's taking me as a few days. I need to go back to get permission from who? From Yitro. Paragraph 20. לכך אמר משה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, קיבלני יתרו, נהג בי כבוד, he opens the house for me, he honor me, and he הולך אלא ברשותו. לכך תיב, הלך מוישה, וישב אל יתר חותנו. This is מוישה רבינו. This is מוישה רבינו whenever attacked the Midian, close to the end of his life. And you know, after the war against Midian, he died. לאחר תאסף אל עמך, he never leads the war. Midian save him. Come on. Who save him? The land of Midian. Oh, how Chazal say, Bor sheshatita mimenu maim. You drink from this well, don't throw to this well what?
Stones.
Come on. The water can know the feel if I threw the stone or not threw the stone. It's not the point of the water. The point is my personality. If I have a karasatov. If I understand when we get something, is by purpose, and never forget this moedim, this thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, Aloha Lemaise, when we daven Shmonesre, and we say the first Baruch HaMagen Avraham, and we never have Kavana, we need what? To repeat. But Lalacha, we never repeat, because maybe the second time, also not have any Kavana. But I can fix, I can make up the Magen Avraham, but you don't have Kavana. Where? In moedim. In moedim. And Chazal, come and say to us, Chazal, come and say to us about Moedim. Chazal say to us, it's not in front of us, as a source, but continue here, and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, after 40 years in the desert, he have one question, what he hold with himself, and he never have answer, after 40 years he gets the answer. Am Israel, smart nation, seen miracles, black and white, in Egypt, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Yam Suf, every single day, man, slav, be'er, anane kovod, everything. Why is he complaining all the time? Why does he want to go back to Egypt? Why does he want to go back to Egypt? Why? Every time again, again. Why? After 40 years he say, I give you something. I give you instruction for future. Not to have this mistake again. And he say, you remember Kabbalah Satorah? After the two commandments what Hashem talk, you stop and you say, please, Moshe, talk to us, we cannot listen to Hashem, we go to die. Daber ata imanu penamut, vali daber imanu, daber ata imanu, vali daber imanu elokim penamut. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, okay, wow, I'm so happy, so impressed. Mi ten. What does it mean, mi ten in English? In Hebrew, alevai, huyot, ve'aya levavam, ze li ra'oti kol ha'amim. Hayop, this heart was so respectful to me, so scared, worry for me, will stay with them all the life. In this moment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, Mi Yiten! You know what does it mean, Mi Yiten? Halevai! What does it mean, Halevai? You can give us! If we will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us, on the spot He will give us. Why we never say give us? Because we know He will give, and we need to say to him more thank you. We don't want to say. We say enough. Look Tosfot. Paragraph 23. מי ייתן וערב אבם זה אמר להם משה לישראל כפויי טובה בני כפויי טובה. בשעה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא מי ייתן והיה לבבכם זה להם, היה להם לומר תן אתה. Give. You can give. Only you can. Give to us. כפויי טובה. You never do this. Come Tosfot and say paragraph 24. Why כפויי טובה? תוסות say, לכך קראם כפויי טובה שלא רצו לומר, אתה תן, לפי שלא היו רוצים,
להחזיק לו טובה בכך. Unbelievable. לפי פאורגר 24, לפי שלא היו רוצים להחזיק לו טובה בכך. עם ישראל never want to say as a few time what? מודים אנחנו. Thank you. Unbelievable. What is mean? הכרס הטוב. How this is a pillar. How this is a source of this world. How this keep this world exist. From this reason, the Torah decide to teach us. Beginning of redemption take place how we trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Stick. Emuna. Bitochon. This is the beginning. The more we raise Emuna and Bitochon, the more we have in our hands stick, we can feel Kulo Lev, full heart of Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch. In the moment when we feel full heart Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel something else. What have Rabbi said? We have special Gemara. In Yerushalmi, 8 perek of Pea, Aloche, Chet, teach us fascinating story. One day, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lokish together go to Chamei Tveria. You know, place that you can rest your body, feel good, strong. Before they walk in to Chamei Tveria, to the hot water with all the mineralim, would really give to people to feel good. Some poor person ask, Tzedoka. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said to him, listen, we have appointment in Chamei Tveria. Every 2 hours, somebody else walk in. If we come late, we give our place to somebody else. When we come out after 2 hours, we give it Tzedoka. We're sorry, we cannot now give you, we need to rush. So I spent two hours in Chamei Tveria. After this, they come outside, feel good and fresh. They find this person beside Chamei Tveria, what? Die, dead. No. What is your reaction? What? First action. Ah. Ay, 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 ay. We will give him tzedokah. Can buy some piece of food. To drink something. If you stay alive, people feel very guilty. Very upset. What is the reaction of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? We not have the zchut to help them when he alive. Now we have the zchut to help him when he dies. We will take him and we bury him. And most of them take him. And when they come to put him, we stachich him, they need to take they find in the jacket $100,000. This man is not poor. He's sick. He collect money. What happened? Well, what Chazal want to teach us? What Chazal want for us? Many times, okay, people blame, people say, ah, mistake, why I say this, why I talk in this way? All the time, Cheshbon is back and forth. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish come and say, in this world, every second, what we see, what we have, if we open our eyes in the right way, we can develop Shem Shamayim. We can raise Shem Shamayim. We can do something good. At this moment, what help if we will feel upset about ourselves? What we need to do immediately, first reaction? We cannot make him chesed before, we make him chesed now. And later we will see, and we will deal about the past. He's come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and show us if this is an attitude of people, if this is a perspective of people to really look in a positive way, how I can bring more Kvod Shamayim, how I can appreciate and say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the ways also to bring more Kvod Shamayim is I deal with what I have in front of me. I try to do the best what I can do now. People get the benefits and they recognize they don't need to blame about the past because Mishamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, makes this in this way to show us this lesson. This unique Hakaras HaTov start with Adam HaRishon. After he makes a mistake and eat from the tree, he understands his life is over. And he gives
obviously 70 years from his life to who? To David HaMelech. 70 years from his life, but you not use. And David HaMelech, all his essence is Akar HaSatov. Come, Reb Tzodik HaKol Melubin, and say, Adam. What is mean Adam? Rashi Teves. Adam, Aleph, David, Mashiach. It means the cross world from the beginning to the end is what? The source of what? Of Akar HaSatov. This is the key. This is the essence. And when we take this essence, in this parsha, what we leave Egypt. It's not only Parashat Shavua, what we read. This is the parsha. Every parsha is a parsha of the time. And we raise this concept of Akar HaSatov. How Sefer HaChinuch come and say about parents, Kibud Av Ve'Em, why? Because three partners in our creation. And from this reason himself, we need to have tremendous Akar HaSatov. Al Ken Be'emet Ra'ui Lo La'asot Lahem Kol Kavod Ve'Kol Tohelet She'Yachol. This himself and many, many area around us. How Akar HaSatov is key and to bracha, not for other people only. What we appreciate and we say thank you is key of a happy life for ourselves. And we take this kind of lesson. And one end, the stick, opposite of the snake. The other end, the dog, opposite from the wolf. Is B'siyata Dishmaya. How Chazal come and say to us in Gemara, in Masechet, the Gemara here in front of us, source number 6. Gemara in Masechet Bava Kama. The Gemara say, "Klavim bochim." If you see dogs crying, "Malach Hamavet Balayir." "Klavim mesachakim." "Eliyahu Anovi Balayir." No. The dog also give a sign. "Malach Hamavet" or "Eliyahu." What happened in Egypt? They never make any noise. They never cry and they never laugh. It's not Malach HaMavet who kills the Egyptians. It's not who? Eliyahu HaNaviv who kills the Egyptians. Who kills them? Ani velo Malach. Ani velo Sarah. Ani Hashem velo Acher. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, how will do this? Not anybody else. Exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us himself in Yetzias Mitzrayim. He will show us himself also in the end of the days. Ani velo malach, ani velo saraf, ani Hashem, ani velo acher. How more we take this aspect, what we learn from kulo lev, from the dog to us, is b'siyata dishmaya, we bezoche to the ani velo malach, ani velo saraf, in our time, ani Hashem, ani velo acher, and we will see the geula shlema, mitoch bracha, briyut, v'simcha. Amen. Amen.